Very excited to have this author in the studio with me, Josh Langley. Hello, mate. How are you?
I am good, Al. Very good, thank you.
Mate, I am so happy to have you in the studio. You've been very busy. 7 books later, you got another one, and I'm loving this. Find Your Creative Mojo. Tell me all about it.
Well, this is a book designed to get people, everyday people, into that creative zone, to get them to go, okay, I can get into this creative space, but, you know, whether I'm creative or not, I want people to go, let's find that little bit of creativity. Let's find that inner voice that we've all got. Let's get them to express it, but also to overcome all those fears and all those doubts and all, you know, that voice in your head that says, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't have a good voice. I can't sing. I can't write. I can't do all that sort of stuff. I want people to get over that and find a way to push through and then take their creativity to the next level, take it to somewhere, take it to the stage, take it to the screen, anything. To get them to feel that creativity flowing. That's the idea of this book.
Yeah, so often I'll hear people, like, especially to me, they go like, oh yeah, that's good that you do that, but I'm just not creative. I'm just not creative at all. To those people, they definitely need to pick up a copy of the book.
They do, because what I do in the book, I actually, for some reason, I decided it's not about creativity as such. Mm-hmm. It's about self-expression. And everybody has something to say. I mean, you would have met people, as you said, I'm not creative, but I'm sure they've got something to say, whether it's they want to write something or they want to, you know, just dance like an idiot or something like that. They've got something to say. So when it comes to that, there are no rules. And people think there are so many rules about being creative, but there's not. It's actually, do I want to say something? Yes, I do. You find your own way to say it, and you just go off and you do it.
So is this like a step-by-step guide? How is it laid out?
It's laid out in 4 sections. The first one is why you need to express yourself. Because if you don't express yourself, we're all going to be tired ass and grumpy and upset and, you know, like the little old lady down the road who yells at cats and things like that.
Like Cliff, I get
Like Cliff. You know, and the second part gets you into that zone of how you can overcome some of your obstacles. People go, well, I'm shy, or I'm an introvert, I've got anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it shows people how you can use all those bits to your benefit to actually get creative. And one of the other sections in the book is taking you into the zone, how to get into that creative zone, that space. And I give people steps and ideas on how to do that. And there's a thing called the creative cycle, which I get people to go into, which is about allowing time for rest, allowing time for you to feel creative ideas to flow, like little ideas may pop in, and then you're going to go, oh, that's a really good idea, I might do that. And then you go, oh, no, I don't have the time, or don't have the experience, I'm not qualified, no. And that's where you go, no, just go and do it. And then there's a cycle with that process. So I talk about that. And then the last bit is just about go and do it.
Yeah.
You know, no rules, just go do it.
You've also got a ton of dates coming up where you're actually going to be doing book signings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Let's go through a couple of them. I know the 6th of October you're going to be at Mojo's. That's for the book launch.
Book launch at Mojo's at 1 on the 6th. That's going to be pretty, pretty big. Then after that, the week after that, I'm going to be in Greenbushes at the CRC in Greenbushes, going to be doing a proper author talk there about the book and the inspiration behind it and give some tips and stuff like that. That's going to be on the 13th. And then I think on the 27th, I'm in Perth at Morley Galleria at Dimmick's up there.
Excellent.
And then the week after that, I'm on the Thursday, November 8th, going to be at Dimmick's in Busselton doing an In Conversation. And then the week after that, I will be at the Capel Library. But if people want all the dates, it's a real book tour. It's like, how exciting
is
this?
I love it. It is. It's great.
So they can just go to my website, which is joshlangley.com.au, and that's got all the dates on there and stuff.
Excellent, mate. Well, good luck with the book. I'm looking forward to giving it a read myself. And thanks for the chat.
No, thanks, Al.